This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Now Matt Giffen to throw it in from underneath. They'll bounce it into Reese. He got inside. He scores and he's fouled. Garrett Reese gets his first bucket of the second half. 13 points now for the big fella.
Tonight, it's boys quarterfinal action from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Sumner. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Hodson brings it up. Ball tipped away by Aitken. Coming away with it. Lemberg one-on-one. And has it blocked by Jensen. Jake Olmstead, top of the key, dribbles down the middle of the lane, draws the contact, puts it up and in, and a blocking foul. Olmstead just continues to put the head down and go.
Up first, SEM tries to beat Pleasanton for the third time this year. Our second game features state-rated Overton taking on Loomis. The winners advance to Friday's semifinals in Minden. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Sumner right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us. Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the boys' quarterfinals of tonight's high school Fort Kearney Conference Tournament between the SEM Mustangs and the Pleasanton Bulldogs. First off, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Our starting lineup is brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. For the Bulldogs, number 23 is a 5-foot, 10-inch sophomore, Colin Janicek. Number 31 is a 6-foot senior, Trent Pritchard. Number 33 is a 6-foot senior, Matt Giffen. Number 43 is a 6-foot, 4-inch senior, Tate Shafto. And number 45 is a 6-foot, 2-inch junior, Garrett Reese. The head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs is Bill Giffen, assisted by J.J. Wagner. Pleasanton is 9-7, and they defeated Wilcox Hildreth Saturday to get into the quarterfinals. For the Mustangs of SEM, number 10 is a 6-1 sophomore, Dylan Line. Number 14 is a 6-2 senior, Travis Line. Number 22 is a 6-3 senior, Evan Ibaugh. Number 30 is a 6-foot-4-inch senior, Dylan Smith. And number 32 is a 6-foot senior, Jake Rohde. The head coach of the SEM Mustangs is Dave Irwin, assisted by Justin Bosak and Pastor Ken Hudson. They are 13-2 on the season, ranked 7th in D2. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. The winner will advance to Friday's 8 o'clock semifinal at Minden High School. It's Pleasanton at SEM coming up next. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on KKPR.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfields Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
dine-in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
And we're underway as the ball is in the air. The Pleasanton Bulldogs will control the opening tip. They'll be in their traveling red with white trim and move from right to left. The home white with purple and gold trim for SEM. And they'll move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And the first shot of the game is going to be a three. That is nothing but net for Matt Giffen. And it is 3-0 in favor of Pleasanton. SEM will get up the ball court very fast. They get it to Line. Pull-up jumper. He'll score. Travis Line. SEM shoots the ball quickly. They move the ball quickly. And that is why they want to do some battle here tonight. And that is why they have done so well. They're going to start out in a 1-3-1 zone. They have beaten Pleasanton twice this year. First in the championship game of the Arapahoe tournament, 56-43. Then kind of thumped them by 24 the second time around a couple of weeks ago. And here the ball will be deflected out of bounds. And stay with Pleasanton. So back over to the Bulldogs, and SEM is content to set in that 1-3-1 zone. And stepping inside will be Trent Pritchard. Kick it into the corner to Janicek. Ball fake. Back out Pritchard. Ball knocked away by Rohde. Rohde's going to run it down the front court. Take it to the hoop. Shafto tried to block it, but it goes around and in. Jake Rohde with the steal in the bucket. And SEM has their first lead at 4-3. Tim Higgins, Brian Groupie doing the officiating here tonight for our doubleheader. And don't forget, Overton will be up next taking on Loomis in our 3-6 game. Right now the ball belongs to the Bulldogs. Taking a look at another three was Giffen. Didn't take it. Takes it down to the low block. Into the hands of Pritchard. Back out to Giffen. Trying to work it around this 1-3-1 zone. To the right elbow to Garrett Reese. To the left elbow to Shafto. They don't want to drive right now. And Janicek brings it up. He'll fire the three. And it's in and out by Colin. No good. Rebound is brought down by Evan Ibaugh. And here come the Mustangs. But an errant pass trying to get it up the floor to Smith. And SEM will turn it over for the first time here in the basketball game. 4-3, SEM just underway here in our first quarter of play on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And the jumper is on the way that time by Giffen. No good. The ball will go out of bounds, and nobody's going to touch it. It will stay in the hands of SEM. So the Mustangs will have the basketball, looking to add to their 4-3 lead right here and get it into the right-hand corner, deep into that right-hand corner. And the three-pointer is going to be taken from the right-hand corner. No good by Ibaugh, but an offensive rebound by Dylan Line. And as they try to drive through the middle of the lane, we're going to get a walk. So SEM misses on their first three-point attempt of the ball game. And back across it comes to Pleasanton. So a quick start, but the last two possessions for each team haven't resulted in anything. Jump pass into the right-hand corner to Garrett Reese. Pleasanton tries to force it inside. It's knocked away. Second turnover. Getting a handle of the ball was Ibaugh. Two on two the other way. A short jumper is up and in by Dylan Smith. And SEM has scored six in a row after the opening three from Matt Given. And the Mustangs are up by three. 6-3, 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Ball knocked away. Fight for the loose ball. And stepping out of bounds is going to be the Bulldogs. Good hustle that time by Travis Line to force the turnover. And Pleasanton's going to go to the bench. And checking into the game is Cole Pritchard. We saw Pleasanton last week play just their best game of the year, even though it was a loss over at Ravenna. They were with the number one team in C2, which is now two classes higher than Pleasanton. And they were all tied up with less than 3 minutes to go. Here's a long three on the way. No good by Dylan Smith. And an over-the-back call on SEM. Trying to get the rebound. It's going to go on Dylan Line. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game. 6-3, SEM with our lead, and walking the ball up the floor is going to be Matt Giffen. SEM needing to win three games over Pleasanton. They'll have to go make this their third straight if they hope to make the semifinals. As the jumper is up and in, Cole Pritchard on the right side. And Pleasanton back on the board after a three-minute drought. Fast break the other way. The shot's going to be blocked out of there by Garrett Reese. It was a tough reverse layup by Dylan Smith because he was too deep when the ball got to him. So Pleasanton hustles to the other end. On the low block, it goes through Reese's hands. And the ball will be turned over by Pleasanton and to the other end. High in the air with a layup is Dylan Smith. Boy, he can get up. Dylan at 6'4", was right up there at the rim. Might be able to throw it down next time. It's 8-5 SEM. Pleasanton works the ball around the perimeter here against this 1-3-1 zone. Cole Pritchard back up to Giffen. Finds Janicek. thought about it, now takes the long-range jumper and hits the three. Colin Janicek with the second three here in the first quarter for Pleasanton, and we are tied at 8 with 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter of play. The winner gets either Overton or Loomis Friday night. On the low post, they'll get it underneath the line. Dillon adjusts, shoots, and scores. Boy, Dillon Line really had to do some contortion there while he was in the air and found a way to get that ball in the hoop. 10-8, low lob down to the post, and Pleasanton can't grab it. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Stays with the Bulldogs, and Caleb Pritchard will come out. Kind of a lazy pass down in there, and SEM very close to making the steal. Bulldogs just throw the ball in, play a little catch here on the left-hand side into Reese, double team, kicks it out on the wing. First shot of the night for Caleb Pritchard is going to be blocked, and I believe that that was Smith getting a hand on it. Now to the other end, the outlet pass is stolen away. Third turnover for SEM, Kiffin all the way to the other end, and a charge. Yeah, no doubt about that. Dillon Line held his ground, and the charge called on Matt Giffen. First foul of the game on Pleasanton, and that was a no-doubter. Good play at one end by Giffen to get the steal, and thought when he weaved his way through the last bit of purple that he was home free, but there was one more body to get around, and he ran it over. Didn't go around it. Travis Linewell on the right wing, wide open underneath, but the pass knocked away Garrett Reese. They had Evan Ibaugh, and the bounce pass was taken away by Reese, or that would have been a sure layup. So Pleasanton a chance to tie or take a lead with a three, which is on the way and in by Cole Pritchard. So three threes here in the first quarter, and Pleasanton regains the lead, 11-10, just under 3 minutes to go. Quickly up the floor, Jake Rohde. He'll hand it off to Smith. Smith attacks with a left-hand dribble. The scoop shot no good, and the rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. That's Pleasanton's first rebound, because SEM's either scoring or turning it over right now. With it is Cole Pritchard. High post, Reese over to Giffen. Fakes the three, double team. Into the right-hand corner. Makes a pass to Trent Pritchard, who needs some help. Throws all the way over the top of the zone to the left wing to Caleb Pritchard. He'll force his way inside, and he's going to have his shot blocked by Evan Ibaugh, which will result in a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of SEM. So good defense by the Mustangs. And we're going to see some substitutes come into the ball game. Colin Janicek back in for Pleasanton. Our first substitutes for the Mustangs will be John O'Neill, a 6'1 sophomore, and Lance English, the 5'9 sophomore. Four seniors start, but there's not another senior or junior on the roster. A severe drop-off in experience when they go to the bench here for Coach Irwin and SEM. Line top of the key, tries to come inside, scoop shot, block, Tate Shafto. Shafto swats it out of there, and here come the Bulldogs. They don't have the numbers, so Trent Pritchard will pass it off in the left-hand corner to Caleb Pritchard. Tried a little bounce pass to the baseline. He thought Tate Shafto was on the same page as he was, but Shafto moved away. Good idea there by Pritchard, but it ends up being the fifth turnover of the quarter for Pleasanton. And Austin Pace will now check in for the Bulldogs. 11-10, Pleasanton, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. SEM with the basketball. In the right-hand corner with it is English. They'll back in line. Line knocked out of his hands, and a steal is made. Each team with five turnovers, and here comes Austin Pates as SEM backed right into that double team. Skip past Janicek. On the left side of the key, back to the right side to Pates. Pates holds the ball, just playing a little catch. Left and right side of the key, and then the pass stolen away. Travis Line, outlet pass, Rohde. Rohde scores. Second bucket for Jake Rohde, and SEM regains the lead, 12-11. Bulldogs come into the front court, get it to Pates on the left-hand side of the key, back to the right side on the low block. Not much on the post right now. Shafto in the paint, tries to make an extra pass and throws it away. So Pleasanton, who usually does a great job of taking care of the ball, really having trouble against this 1-3-1 zone. Not only are they not getting it inside, they're getting it stolen away anytime they try to get it inside. And the Mustangs have to be happy with their defense here so far in the first quarter, albeit they're only up by one. English, top of the key to Travis Line. Bounce pass into the right-hand corner for Rohde. Rohde guarded by Giffen in the Pleasanton man-to-man. Out to Line. Line, one dribble inside the arc. Back to Rohde. All this in the right-hand corner. Rohde lost it, and it's going to go to Tate Shafto. And we've got a whistle, and the ball kicked out of bounds by SEM trying to knock it away. So Rohde tried to step his way through the double team, and the ball just shot right out of his hand. So back over to the Bulldogs, and Pleasanton will walk the ball up the floor. 50 seconds, now make it 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Inside, they finally get it to Reese. Double team, though, and has to kick it out. Here's a three-pointer top of the key. Giffen, Matt, no good that time. And an offensive rebound. Shaft, though, he puts up a wild shot. It won't go. Dylan Line has the rebound. Trying to go coast to coast. Kicks it off to Travis Line. Three-pointer no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Tate Shaft, though. SEM trying to slow him down with 20 seconds to go. Shafto in the lane, lowers the shoulder. Shot missed. Contact, no whistle. Ball on the floor. We're going to get a jump. And the arrow will point the way of SEM. Travis Line on the floor. Picked up the loose ball. 13 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. And back into the ball game, Evan Ibaugh and Dylan Smith for what should be the final shot here of the first quarter of play. SEM up by, or Pleasanton down by one, trying to get the lead. They'll throw it to the high post. Pritchard back in the corner. Janicek fires the three. It's going to come up short and then go over the backboard and out of bounds. So SEM's going to have time to shoot. Pleasanton took a real quick shot there, and there's still 8 seconds remaining in the quarter. Mustangs will throw it into English. Lance across the timeline, fires it over to Line. 3 seconds into the corner. They've got an open look here. It's on the way and no good. Off the hands of Evan Ibaugh, and Tate Shafto gets the board to end the first quarter of play. So a pretty competitive first quarter here in our Fort Kearney Conference Boys quarterfinal. It's the 2-seed SEM leading the 7-seed Pleasanton 12-11.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizers. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And we're ready to get the second quarter underway here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Sumner, and Pleasanton on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you as SEM will get the ball to start the second quarter. Ibaugh drives the right baseline, leaves it off for Smith. He'll go with an opposite hand jumper, and he will miss that shot. Tate Shafter will bring down his fourth rebound. Pleasanton will have the basketball back. They trail 12-11 as we start the second quarter of play here in the first minute. Finally into Reese. Reese turnaround jumper won't go, and a foul going to be called on Evan Ibaugh. There was only two total fouls called in the first quarter, but there were plenty of turnovers. Pleasanton 7, SEM 6. Each team had four rebounds, and these will be the first free throws of the game as Garrett Reese looks for his first point, and the free throw is going to be short. No free throws in that first quarter. Three-point shooting, SEM was 0 of 4, and Pleasanton was 3 of 6. Three of their four buckets came from beyond the arc. Second free throw by Reese is up, and it is in. So Garrett has his first point. Cole Pritchard has 5 of the 12 for Pleasanton. We're tied at 12 as the low post gets it down to Ibaugh. Tries to wrap around on the baseline. Good defense. Reese won't let him get around for a shot, so he'll have to kick it out. Smith and Rohde each have 4 right now for the Mustangs to lead them in scoring. Bounce pass down low. They'll get it in to Smith and to Ibaugh and to Ibaugh, and he's going to travel. Must have shuffled the feet before he got things going, and the ball comes back over to SEM, and our turnovers are even now at 7 apiece as the Pleasanton girls just start to show up after practice, evidently. They advanced onto the semifinals last night with a 45-40 win over Elm Creek. We'll talk more about all of that at the half. Right now we're tied at 12 in the first half of our boys' contest between Pleasanton and SEM. Reese, fadeaway jumper, left baseline. In and out, no good. Shafto got sandwiched and couldn't get the rebound. Travis Line has the board for SEM. And at the other end, pulling up for a three, Dylan Smith is rejected, and Trent Pritchard not only blocked it, he took it away. Giffen now up the floor. Stops. They sang on him. He'll go to Pritchard. Into the corner, Janicek. Open look at a three, and he got it. Colin Janicek with his second three-point bucket, and it is 15-12. Pleasanton back up by three. Each team has had a three-point lead in the basketball game. And the Mustangs will have the basketball. Coach Irwin thought maybe there was a foul. He has complained about something down there. I don't think the official understands what he's talking about. And he's looking to get him over there. And SEM, while this is all going on, throws to the baseline and steps out of bounds. And that'll be turnover number 8 for the Mustangs. Two things here. I mean, it's the third time these teams have played, and coaches will always tell you the more you play, the tougher it is to win because you're just so familiar. And SEM has won the first two, but Pleasanton's been playing their best basketball of the year here over the last probably 10 days. And they hope to continue that here tonight. They don't go home before the semis very often. Get passed out of Reese. Good touch pass from Janicek. Turnaround jumper, though, won't go. And the rebound brought down by Jake Rohde. Outlet pass to the other end. Underneath his line, he got fouled, and he scored. Travis Line will go to the line to try and complete the three-point play. Looks like the foul will be called on Tate Shapto. That will be another good call on Janicek. His first, team's second, and the first free throw of the ball game for SEM. And Line will put it up and in. So Travis now with 5 points in the ball game for SEM, and they have tied it up again at 15. Pleasanton works the ball around the perimeter, looking to get something going here. Last year, Pleasanton made it all the way to the third-place game. They almost upset Axtell in the semifinals last year as the Bulldogs throw it away. For SEM last year, they came in as the number 4 seed and was beaten by Pleasanton on opening night. So not the same seeds, but last year SEM took on Pleasanton in the quarters and lost by 10, and tonight they don't want that to happen again. The short jumper on the left-hand side, Dylan Smith off the paint, off the glass, unable to knock it down. 17-15. SEM up by 2, and the Bulldogs with the basketball. 5 straight points now for the Mustangs. 5 minutes to go here in the first half of play. On the right wing with it, Pritchard against that 1-3-1 zone into Reese. Back to the corner to Shapto. Here's a three-pointer by Pritchard. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Travis Line. And his outlet pass almost knocked away and deflected back to him somehow. So SEM will get out of there with it. Neither team going with any full-court pressure so far in this game. As Smith on the left wing, long three for Dylan. In and out, no good. Tate Shapto gets his 5th rebound. And SEM is 0-5 from beyond the arc right now. Bulldogs will slow it down in the left-hand corner. They'll go to Garrett Reese. Reese handles the ball. Back up top, Pritchard. Right-hand corner to Giffen. He's all alone on that right side. Get it down to the post to Pritchard. Pritchard spins. Nobody there. He'll bounce, pass it through the lane to Reese. And Reese is grabbed. He'll shoot and score. Garrett Reese a chance for a three-point play. So Pleasanton starting to work the ball inside a little bit more here. The foul called on Travis Line will be his first. And although you're going to have to shoot some outside shots, that's all Pleasanton was doing in the first quarter. And Coach Bill Giffen trying to get him to get it inside a little bit against that zone, which is tough to do, but they have now. And the free throw is up and no good. Rebound brought down by Ibaugh. 17-17 is your score here in this Fort Kearney Conference boys quarterfinal. And Dylan Smith lowers his head, goes down the left side of the lane, puts it up no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard, and a foul called on the Mustangs. That'll be the 4th foul of the half on SEM. It goes against Dylan Line, and that is his 2nd personal foul. Walks the ball up the floor again. Pleasanton, no need to rush it when SEM sits back in that 1-3-1 zone. Pritchard in the right-hand corner, playing a little catch on the right wing with Giffen. Goes to the high post, Reese, double-teamed, out to Giffen for a long three. That one won't go, but an offensive rebound put up, then blocked. Blocked by Dylan Line off the Cole Pritchard putback attempt. And to the other end, we have got a violation on SEM. They overthrew the outlet pass, and out of bounds it went again. The 9th turnover for the Mustangs, 8 for Pleasanton, and a timeout going to be called here on the floor by Pleasanton. So the Bulldogs will take our first time out of the game. 3:37 to go in the first half. We're tied at 17 on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Scott and Ann of Slacker Heating and Air Conditioning in Sumner are proud to support the local athletes. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slacker Heating and Air. Scott is NATE certified. Slacker Heating and Air in Sumner.
And just a 30-second timeout for Pleasanton. So the ball goes back into the hands here of the Bulldogs after the SEM turnover. 17-17, 3.5 to go here before halftime. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats. We'll preview the second game between Overton and Loomis. Overton coach Jay Stair is scheduled to join us. Into Reese in the paint. Triple team kicks it out. Pritchard puts it up from the free throw line. No good. Reese gets the offensive board and back out to Janicek. They'll reload. Giffen, right side, leaning in. Reese with the layup. Up and in on the assist from Cole Pritchard. 5 points in the quarter for Garrett Reese and a great pass that time from Pritchard. Mustangs back into the front court. Into the corner they'll go to Ibaugh. Ibaugh on the post to Line. Line fadeaway jumper in the paint. Sits on the rim, no good. And Dylan Smith goes over the top to tie up Garrett Reese. And the jump ball arrow points the way of SEM, they say. And so SEM with a basketball with 2:50 to go. Underneath, a little pick and roll. The shot is up by Ibaugh, and he's fouled. Count the bucket, and we're tied again at 19. Nice play there by the SEM Mustangs. Tie this thing up at 19 apiece. The foul will be called on Trent Pritchard, his first, third on Pleasanton. And Ibaugh, after getting his first bucket, has the free throw rattle in and out, no good. And Garrett Reese will have the rebound. Up the floor they come, looking at a quick three, but Janicek pulls it back down. Up top, Giffen, open three, top of the key, too strong. Rebound comes out to Janicek. He'll kick it back out to Giffen. Now to Janicek. Here's another three from the corner. It's no good. Rebound again to Pleasanton. Garrett Reese on the low block, Pritchard. They'll swing it back out, Giffen. There's Janicek again. Passes up the three this time. Inside Pritchard, double team, got fouled, no call, but the Bulldogs will save it there. And Pleasanton will hold the ball. Giffen, left-hand corner to Pritchard. Setting in a 2-1-2 zone now, the Mustangs. So they've changed it up a little bit, trying to cover Reese, and Ibaugh is on him. Maybe more of a box and one. Down to Reese, got it underneath and scored. Garrett Reese caught the entry pass deep and is able to put it off the glass and score to make it 21-19. Back and forth we go. No one's led by more than three. Mustangs with the basketball. Line in the lane. Kicks it out to the right-hand corner. Baseline Ibaugh cut off. Now Reese tries to steal the ball. It's on the floor. It's a jump, and the arrow points the way of Pleasanton. So turnover number 10 for SEM. Into the ball game, Tate Shafto and Caleb Pritchard for Pleasanton. Here's John O'Neill for SEM. 21-19, Pleasanton with the lead. SEM 13-2, Pleasanton 9-7, but the Bulldogs have started to come together here, and SEM just trying to survive tonight. Out in the corner, here's Giffen for three, no good. They've missed five in a row now. Think Pleasanton might start to get a little tired. The ball's still on the floor, and finally we'll get another jump. No one ever really did get control of it, so Line and Pritchard tie that up. And the arrow this time points the way of SEM. Just 7 points in the quarter here for SEM. This is a team that is used to scoring a lot of points. In fact, the only time they've been held under 50 points this year was their loss to Axtell. So they are being held under their number right now. And inside the ball, swatted off the glass by Garrett Reese on the attempt from John O'Neill. Reese got way up there and swatted that one off the glass. So a minute to go in the half. At the other end, Shafto into the right-hand corner. Wraparound pass too low for Reese, and it's given right back as Travis Line will come up with a loose ball. Up ahead, Rohde. Rohde trying to weave his way all the way down. Kicks it to Smith in the corner for the three, and he buried it. That's the first three of the basketball game for SEM, and it comes from Dylan Smith. He now has 9 points. At the other end, Pleasanton working hard to get it to Reese. They do through the double team, and he'll score. Garrett Reese on the bounce pass. 30 seconds to go in the half. 23-22 Pleasanton. Another quick three for SEM. The pace is more to their liking. The shot's no good. The ball will be swatted out to Jake Rohde. Off the miss three. Rohde, as they clear the lane, carried the basketball. Started to the right. Wanted to do a 360 to the left. And carries the basketball. Turnover number 11 for SEM. 15 seconds to go here before halftime. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Stay with us for that. Pleasanton will have a chance at the last shot here as the ball comes into Matt Giffen midcourt with 10. Giffen fakes right, goes left. He's got his man Pritchard back out to Giffen. 5 seconds into Reese. Reese back out to Giffen. He's going to have to take the long three, and he got it. And that's how the first half will end. Matt Giffen hit the first bucket of the game, and he hits the final bucket of the half. Pleasanton hits 5 3-pointers, and at halftime, it's Bulldog basketball, the biggest lead of the game by either team. Pleasanton 26, and Sumner Eddyville Miller 22. We've got an update as well from Axtell. Axtell leads Amherst after the first quarter, 22-10. Axtell with the lead after one. We'll come back and take a look at the first half numbers and preview game two between Overton and Loomis on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to SEM High School here in Sumner. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Check them out in the Yellow Pages. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime. It is 26-22, Pleasanton on the road, leading SEM. And after one quarter over at Axtell, it's Axtell 22 and Amherst 10. So that's after one over there. The second game over there tonight, we'll have the Eustace Farnham Knights taking on Elwood at 7:30. Our second game here tonight, we'll have the 6-seed Loomis Wolves taking on the 3-seed Overton Eagles. And we are pleased to be joined by Overton coach Jay Stair. And coach, we saw a lot of upsets last night on the girls' side, and we might have an upset in the making here before we talk about your game. Just your thoughts on what you've seen here in the first 16 minutes.
Well, Pleasanton's definitely, you know, they're not backing down. They've played each other. This is the third time they've played each other this year. And, you know, it's the old adage, you know, you can't beat a team three times. I don't know if I believe in that, but you're going to have to beat a team three times is what it is. And Pleasanton's definitely not backing down. They're doing a good job of playing defense on Sumner. They're taking away, you know, their offense. You know, they're getting their points off of transition and stuff, but Pleasanton, I think, right now is definitely taking the fight to Sumner, and I guess we'll have to see if Sumner responds afterwards. But I think Pleasanton, after the first quarter, settled down, and they're running their offense, half-court offense, very well. They're getting the ball inside, making Sumner move their defense around, and, you know, they're getting open shots, plus they're getting to a lot of loose balls that Sumner isn't getting to.
Well, you take a look at last year. They met in the quarterfinals, and Pleasanton was able to beat them. Some teams just seem to have the number of other teams, and even though SEM's got a couple of wins against Pleasanton, they don't have that signature win, I guess, over Pleasanton.
Yeah, and you go back, I don't know how, since I've been at Overton, I don't think I've remember a time that Pleasanton wasn't in at least the semifinals. You know, they know how to get there. It's a tradition thing for them. Their coaching staff has been there long enough to where they – you know, they instill it in their players. They know they're supposed to be in the semifinals. You know, Sumner hasn't had as much experience there, but, you know, Pleasanton's definitely playing to get there. And I'd be surprised if Sumner doesn't come out very strong here in the third quarter. But right now, Pleasanton's definitely taking the fight to them.
Well, let's take a couple minutes to talk about the next game that's coming up here between your Eagles and Loomis. You haven't played since the opening weekend of the regular season, where you took care of Loomis 68-53. Your boys are on a 7-game winning streak since falling in the last few seconds to Ravenna in the holiday tournament. Do you believe that your team has gotten better, or were they pretty darn good at Christmas and have just continued to play at that level?
Well, I'd like to think we're getting better, and I think we are. You know, I think we're playing better team basketball defensively. you know, we've had a lot of tough games here down the road with St. Pat's and even Amherst getting into conference play. You know, our conference, you know, as you hit earlier, you know, we're pretty solid, you know, 10 teams in this conference, you know, with Wilcox Hildreth being the 10th seed with their record that they are. They play very hard all the time, and if you mistake them for one time, they're going to probably come out and beat you. And, you know, Amherst got off to a slow start. They're playing well, and, you know, we're hoping we're playing better than we were, you know, the first time we played Loomis. I wasn't at the game. I definitely, you know, I missed my first game of coaching. My girl was born, so I really, the only thing I got from the Loomis game is watching the game film. So this is like the first time I've played them this year, so we'll see.
So as you get ready to scout them, what concerns you about Loomis tonight?
Well, they're a deep basketball team. They play with a lot of up-temponess. They like to press, you know, nothing short of what Steve usually does with his basketball teams. He's just doing it in different ways. The old teams of Loomis run and jump and play man-to-man pressure you for the full 32 minutes, and these guys do the same. They just do it a little bit different with some of their pressing and the zone that he's been running a little bit this year. But they're much improved from last year. They're a scary basketball team. They're a team that, you know, right now I think they're 8-6, but they had Elwood down by 20 points at halftime and lost in overtime. They had Elm Creek down by double digits at halftime and lost to them by 1 point, so they could very easily be 10-4 right now, playing, you know, similar competition that we are playing, and they're definitely a very good basketball team, and they're a little bit younger than most of the teams, but they definitely do a good job of what they do, so we're going to take every advantage that we can playing them, and we're not overlooking them by all means, and we're ready to get after it.
All right, Jay, we'll talk to you after your ball game and let you get back down there and get ready for your contest. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Doug.
That's Coach Jay Stair, the Overton Eagles. They play Loomis next here at 7:30. Right now, halftime of Game 1, Pleasanton 26 and SEM 22. We'll look at the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to SEM High School. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we take a look at the first half stats of our ball game. First of all, for SEM, Dylan Line, 2 points, two rebounds, and a block shot. Travis Line, 5 points, four rebounds. Evan Ibaugh, 2 points, two rebounds, and a block. Dylan Smith has 9 points, a rebound, and a block. Jake Rohde has 4 points and two block shots. At the half, for the SEM Mustangs, 22 points, 11 rebounds. They are 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. They are 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 11 turnovers. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, Cole Pritchard has 5 points, 4 rebounds. Colin Janicek, 6 points, 1 rebound. Matt Giffen has 6 points. Tate Shapto has 5 rebounds and a block. Trent Pritchard has a block shot. And Garrett Reese has 9 points, all there in the second quarter, 4 rebounds, and 2 block shots. At the half for Pleasanton, they have 26 points, 14 rebounds. They are 1 of 3 at the free throw line, 5 out of 13 from 3-point land, 4 block shots and 9 turnovers. And the 7-seed Pleasanton leading the 2-seed SEM at the half, 26-22. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have the second half next.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game.
or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
They're ready to get things rolling here in the second half of our ball game, and it is going to be Pleasanton to get the ball to start the third quarter here on Classic Hits. Tate Shafto into the corner. They'll start with a three. Janicek up and in. The third three for Colin Janicek. And if Pleasant can continue to hit those outside jumpers, SEM could be in a little bit of trouble. A seven-point lead now for the Bulldogs. Ibaugh, right corner, takes it to the hole. It's going to be blocked from behind. Garrett Reese blocks it and knocks it out of there. And here comes Matt Giffen for the Bulldogs. Into the corner again to Pritchard. Trent back out of the wing. Giffen to the high post. Shafto doesn't want the shot. Kicks it into the corner and now goes to the low post. Reese. Now Shafto from the free throw line comes up short. He hasn't taken many shots in this ball game. Ball's loose on the floor. Saved by Shafto underneath to Reese. And it's going to be blocked out of there by Dylan Lyon. Boy, we've had a lot of blocked shots so far in this basketball game. 29-22 Pleasanton, a minute into the third quarter. Ibaugh on the left-hand corner, kicks it back out top to Jake Rohde. The original five starters out there for both teams. And coming in, Rohde almost walked with the basketball, shot way off the mark, and Dylan Lyon picks up the loose ball and scores. Pleasanton played great defense. It's just that the defense was so good that that shot clanked right off to Dylan Lyon. 29-24 Bulldogs. Right-hand baseline with it is Reese. Skip pass left side to Giffen. Gets it to the other block, low block left side. Pritchard, no. Kind of almost going into a four-corner look here as they go down to Tate Shafto, and the ball is going to be kicked. SEM came out in that 1-3-1 zone and then changed it up a little bit, and Coach Irwin wants to call a timeout here to get things changed from what they've already seen in the halftime adjustment. So timeout SEM, 6:29 to go here in the third quarter of play. Pleasanton 29 and SEM 24.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And after the 30-second timeout, each team will have four timeouts remaining, and Pleasanton will bury a three. Colin Janicek has hit his fourth three-pointer of the ball game, and it's 32-24. Bulldogs now by eight. And Ibaugh tries to answer, and he does. Doesn't even ripple the net on that one. Evan Ibaugh with just the second three-point bucket of the contest for SEM. 32-27, Pleasanton by five. They'll extend the zone here and get everybody up high and slowly take it down low. Reese to Shafto, triple team, kicks it out to Pritchard. All on the right side, Pritchard drives. Batted away, goes to Reese, back to Pritchard for the three. That's going to be short, and it ricochets out to Dylan Smith. Smith's going to head the other way and have it knocked away from behind. Smith is hoping to get things going here. Dylan had 9 points to lead the team in the first half of play, but he would like to get a lot more. He's used to it. Rohde to throw it in, out to Smith. Smith one-on-one, takes him to the hoop, and he's fouled. Boy, the kid can get up. There's no doubt about it. And Dylan will go to the line to shoot two. The foul will be on Garrett Reese, his first. And for Dylan, his first trip to the line. SEM is one of two as a team right now from the free throw line, and Smith will knock down the first one. He is our first player to double digits for the Mustangs. 32-28, Pleasanton. Second free throw, Smith, and it's good. So for the threes that Pleasanton has been hitting, and they've hit seven of them, you've got to give SEM credit. They're right there, 32-29. And the Pleasanton Bulldogs will get it to the right side. It's either Reese or a three. Good battle between Reese and Evan Ibaugh. Reverse it left side to Giffen. Tried the pick and roll. Shafto is well covered. Back out top to Janicek. Swings it to the right side. Pritchard uses a little pick there and gets it into Reese. Reese, short jumper, good. Garrett Reese now with 11 points. I'm not sure Pritchard knew if he was going to shoot it or pass it until he was in the air. At the other end, the ball knocked out of Lyon's hand. Fight for it on the floor. We've got a jump, and the arrow points the way of SEM. 5:06 to go here. Quarter number three. 34-29 Pleasanton. SEM has been playing from behind or tied most of the game on the inbound. Smith. Smith just about got it stolen away. Now he does have it stolen away. Taken out of there by Trent Pritchard. SEM with a dozen turnovers. That's the first turnover of the half for either team. Now Reese looking to dump it into Shafto. Well covered. Lowers his shoulder. They're going to call the charge. Yep. Tate Shafto really dropped down to clear space. He would have had no shot had he not done that. And that'll be the first foul on Tate Shafto. Ball comes back over to the Mustang. Of course, everybody wants every call right now. If you win, you get to play two more games this week and still have a chance at a conference championship. Little give and go down to Smith. Smith, short jumper, too strong. Rebound to Janacek. Of course, if you lose, then it's practice time the rest of the week. Giffen gets it. Comes down the lane. Puts it up, no good. Ball swatted out of bounds. SEM has gone for a lot of steals that they have not been able to pick up and convert, and that has given Pleasanton numbers numerous times. Going to have a few substitutions, and neither team going too deep into the bench, but for SEM, we will see Brandon Trampy check in for the first time. I don't think the Mustangs are quite sure who's supposed to be on the floor. Also coming in is going to be Lance English. Coach Irwin played seven players in first half, and now Trampy would be the eighth player to see some action here for SEM. 34-29, trying to back in his line. Travis to the baseline. Here's the jumper up by Trampy. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Giffen, and that is his first of the ball game. Up to Reese. Reese weaves his way through traffic and lays it in. Moves pretty good for a big fella. That's why he knocked the snot out of so many running backs on the football field, because the boy can get to a spot. Smith, quick three at the other end. That's going to be too strong. He wasn't set on that one. Fight for the ball again. Kicked out of there on the floor. Rohde will pick it up. And he'll shoot a three and hit it. He just picked it up, shot it, and nailed it in a timeout. Going to be called by SEM. So with 3:49 to go here in the third quarter of play, plenty of action from the FKC tournament. It's Pleasanton 36 and SEM 32.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
And welcome back to SEM. I want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school basketball. As Pleasanton will have a shot blocked and a follow-through foul. Dylan Smith frustrated that the foul was called, and it will send Cole Pritchard to the line to shoot two. That'll be the first foul on Smith. Again, not a lot of fouls have been called. Only one player with two fouls, and that's Dylan Line for the Mustangs. And the free throw is going to skip out that time for Cole Pritchard. I want to thank Athletic Director Jim Langan and all the folks here in Sumner as well for their hospitality. First of two games tonight. Overton and Loomis will be next. Second free throw, no good, but Reese got the rebound, and he'll put it up and in, and another foul on Smith. Reese just had the bigger body. And when he got position, Smith was just trying to get out of the way. But Reese made him pay, and Garrett has really got things going since that first quarter. Smith with his second foul. And a chance to complete the three-point play here by Garrett Reese. And Reese, no good. So not able to take advantage of the free throws, and the rebound brought down by Evan Ibaugh. 38-32 Pleasanton, 3.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. On the low post, Austin Pates able to knock it away, but out of bounds. On the floor, you've got Austin Pates, Cole Pritchard, Reese, along with Giffen and Pritchard. And now Shafto is going to come in. And Reese gets a breather. On the floor for SEM, Jake Rohde to throw it in. You've also got Travis Line, along with Ibaugh and Smith, who has the inbounds pass and takes the left-handed jumper and scores. Dylan Smith now with 13 points, and that'll make it 38-34. And we've got an update from Axtell. And as we see that, we've got a foul called up front on an illegal pick, it looks like. Illegal screen going to be set here by Trent Pritchard. That's his second foul. Axtell leading Amherst at the half, 38-13. Axtell cruising over Amherst at the half, 38-13. SEM with the basketball here, trailing by four. Three-pointer, Rohde off the pick, buried it. Here come the Mustangs. They're 3 of 4 from beyond the arc of the third quarter. 38-37. Pleasanton's 8-point lead has been trimmed to 1. Giffen on the right side trying to take Rohde to the hoop, and Rohde knocks it away from behind, but they're going to call Jake for a foul. The foul on Jake Rohde will be his first personal foul. And Pleasanton will get the ball back. First off, Reese is going to get back into the ball game, as is Colin Janicek. And Pleasanton to take it underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it out to Janicek, right back to Pritchard. Low post, Shafto. SEM trying to keep up with the quick ball movement. They reverse it to Reese. Great ball movement, but the turnaround jump hook hits the front of the iron and won't go. Evan Ibaugh will get the rebound. Into the front court, the Mustangs will hand it off to line. Travis bounce pass underneath. They'll get it to Ibaugh. The assist goes to English. Evan Ibaugh lays it in, and SEM has taken the lead. They're on a 7-0 run, 39-38 with 2:20 to go here in the third quarter of play. The Mustang fans into it as much as they've been all night long. Janicek off the pick. Back to Shafto, up top Pritchard. Right side, Giffen. Matt lobs it down to Reese. They've really got things moving. A three-pointer in the corner is going to be off the mark by Giffen. Offensive rebound, Reese rolls it to Shafto, who scores. And timeout on the floor, Pleasanton. They waited until they scored, and it's Tate Shafto's first bucket of the ball game. 2:01 to go in the third quarter of play. Pleasanton 40, SEM 39 on KKPR.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Back to the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Basketball Tournament as SEM goes reverse layup. Dylan Smith, tough shot, scores. What an athlete here. Dylan Smith gives the lead back to SEM, 41-40. A minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Pleasanton had hit that offensive putback and then called the timeout. Giffen trying to answer with a three, and he got it. Matt Giffen with his third three-pointer of the ball game, and it is 43-41 Pleasanton. Rohde thought about a three. Didn't like it, so he'll give it over to the right side to line. Travis with a three. That's too strong. Offensive rebound goes to Dylan Line. He'll put it up no good, and the rebound brought down by Matt Giffen. Giffen waits for the traffic to clear out, and up the floor he'll come to Colin Janicek. Janicek on the low post to Reese. Reese back out, Janicek, long range three, it's good. Colin Janicek with three threes in the quarter and five in the game. And just like that, the lead is back to five. A nice little run here by the Bulldogs. An 8-2 run. Here comes Smith to the left baseline. The left-hand shot no good. Rebound Shafto, and a foul called on SEM. Trying to run down the loose ball. Dylan Smith, his third personal foul. They're definitely trying hard. And that was just a little too hard. Got the foul called. Fourth foul of the half on SEM. Three have been called on the Bulldogs. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. 46-41. Bulldogs, Giffen to Reese. Reese one-on-one to the low post. Got it up, partially blocked by Dylan Line. And they'll come out of there with a loose ball. Smith up to Rohde. Rohde sees that he's got a chance to beat everybody back. And doesn't take the shot. Out to Smith. Open three. Will not fall. Rebound. Pritchard. He's fouled. I don't know how Trent hung on to that ball, but he did. And he was sandwiched by a pair of Mustangs. So SEM, just when they got the lead, now all of a sudden it's slipping back here at the end of the quarter. The foul on Lance English is his first. Pleasanton should play for the last shot here. Trying to pull the upset on the road. With it on the left wing is Janicek. Off the pick, he's going to take the three. He's been hot, but that one's in and out, no good. Rebound, Giffen, back up and in. Offensive rebounds now starting to go for Pleasanton. SEM 7 seconds, 5 seconds. Rohde, top of the key, he's going to have to pass it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They're not going to get a good shot. Smith just throws up a desperation. It's way short. And a great last 2 minutes to the quarter here by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And after three, Pleasanton 48, Sumner, Eddieville Miller 41. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball action on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Dine in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Pleasanton gets the basketball to start the fourth quarter of play, leading at 48-41. Again, just playing a little three-man game in the corner. The jumper is going to be short by Reese, and the rebound brought down by Travis Line. He'll push the ball up the floor here. And looking at a three, Rohde to Smith, and Smith walks for the basketball. He faked the three and floated down the lane, but he shuffled his feet. The turnovers were quite few in the third quarter compared to the first quarter. SEM had one turnover in the third quarter, and Pleasanton had none. Pleasanton outscored SEM 22-19 in quarter number three. Pleasanton basketball, back pick, Reese got there, but then he dropped it, and as we say that, a turnover. So Pleasanton turned it over 7 times in the first quarter, and they have only turned it over 3 times since then, showing you how they are getting things done here, trying to upset SEM and beat them for the first time in 3 tries. SEM with the basketball, it's stolen away. Rohde, he was trapped at midcourt. Janacek goes in, blew the layup. He was worried about it getting blocked. Rebound brought down by Dylan Line. And up the floor he comes, kicks it to Smith. Quick three, Dylan, in and out, off the glass, still won't go. Rebound brought down by Tate Shapto, his 8th of the ball game. Up to Janacek, they're not afraid to run. He'll fire the three, it's no good. Rebound, Pritchard throws it back up and scores. Trent Pritchard, the off-balance putback, and it's 50-41, and a timeout called on the floor. The timeout called by SEM, it's going to be a 30-second timeout. 6:50 to go in the game. Pleasanton 50, SEM 41.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizers. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
6:50 to go in our basketball game. It is Pleasanton with their biggest lead of the night, 50-41 over SEM. The Mustangs call the timeout. They'll have 2 remaining. SEM is led by Dylan Smith with 15. Jake Rohde has 11. They are currently 4 of 14 from three-point land. And Pleasanton is 9 of 21 from beyond the arc. 15 points for Garrett Reese and Colin Janacek. All of Janacek's points from three-point land. Matt Giffen has 11. Right now, SEM with the ball, trying to spread the floor so Rohde can attack, and he'll scoop it up and score. Rohde now with 13 points in the first bucket of the fourth quarter for SEM. Now Giffen tries to beat them all back. He goes all the way in, can't get the shot, but it's deflected to Shapto. He missed the bunny, got it back, missed it again. And Dylan Line comes out of there with it. Shafto a golden opportunity but couldn't finish. That'll give SEM another opportunity here to get the crowd into it, and we have got a foul away from the basketball. Holy moly! Evan Ibaugh just got on the wrong end of a Garrett Reese. Whatever. I don't know what he did to him, but he slid 15 feet across the floor and crashed into the bleachers. Reese with his second personal foul. And that's going to happen. Not even trying to set a screen, he's trying to fight through a screen. So Dylan Smith to Rohde. Rohde in the paint. Doesn't want to take the jumper. Out to line. It'll be Travis back to Rohde. A long three. Almost banked it in. No good. Rebound Dylan Line, though. Offensive rebound off the long miss. He has it tapped away. Ball loose, and it's picked up there by Dylan Smith. Smith trying to get it to line. They're still in trouble. Back inside Smith. He'll elevate over Reese. Missed the shot, though. Offensive rebound. Got it back, and then he's fouled by Shafto. Both teams have taken it up a notch here in the fourth quarter, but it hasn't resulted in many points. Second foul on Shafto. Each team five fouls here in the second half of play. And Dylan Smith to the line to shoot two. He's two of two and has a team-high 15 points. And the free throw is on the way and in. Make it 50-44. Second free throw is up and it is in. And so 4 points here to close the gap. 50-45. Pleasanton by five, trying to pull the upset and knock SEM out of the tournament for the second consecutive year on the low block. They'll get it to Reese. He's well covered. The shot blocked by Travis Line. SEM comes out of there with a basketball. Rohde all the way down. Bounce pass underneath to English. It's blocked by Garrett Reese. SEM wanted a foul, didn't get it. So back to the other end. Out of control. The ball's lost, but goes to Shafto. He missed the finger roll. Dylan Line has it. A ton of missed shots right now in quarter number four. And a three-pointer by Line. No good. Rebound offensively pulled down by Jake Rohde. And Rohde will be fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Boy, a lot of action on the floor at both ends. But again, it's not resulting in a whole lot of scoring right now. The foul called on Garrett Reese is his third. Two shots, and Rohde puts it up no good. Rohde with his first free throw attempt. He's got 13 points. Trampy checks out. And the original five are back on the floor right now for SEM. Again, not a lot of depth. No juniors or seniors on the bench as Rohde hits the second free throw. And five in a row for SEM, so it's now Pleasanton 50, SEM 46, exactly 5 minutes to go in the game. Overton and Loomis are next. The winner of this plays the winner of that at Minden, 8 o'clock Friday. As the ball's kicked around again. Picked up there by Pleasanton. Caleb Pritchard to the right side, and driving in and getting the bucket is Trent Pritchard. And Pritchard with both buckets here in the fourth quarter for Esther, for Pleasanton. They're up by 6. 3 at the other end is too strong that time by Line. And the rebound comes down to Garrett Reese. So the Bulldogs with a basketball trying to get things going again here and build that lead back up. Cole Pritchard swings it over for a 3. Caleb Pritchard, it's well short. And the rebound comes down to Travis Line. Line up the floor, and a walk going to be called. SEM just a little too quick right there. 4:19 to go, so plenty of time left in the game. Both teams are nearing the 1-1. Pleasanton now has the ball. An update from Axtell after three quarters. Axtell is all over Amherst, 49-20. Top seed Axtell leading the ninth seed Amherst, 49-20 after three. Right now, Pleasanton trying to pull the upset of the number two seed. With it on the left wing is going to be Janicek. Gets it down to the baseline. Pritchard lost the handle. Last touch by the Bulldogs. Turnover, Pleasanton. Just their second of the quarter and second of the half. Don't forget when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. All of the final stats of this game. And then we'll get you ready for game two, Loomis Overton. Here's Rohde. Rohde's spin move. Stops on the left side of the lane. Kicks it out for a three. Line hits it. Dylan Line with his first three-pointer of the basketball game. And all of a sudden, it's a one-possession game. 52-49 Pleasanton. The 9-point lead is down to 3. Smith goes for the steal, can't get it. Bounce pass on a pick and roll into Shapto. He wasn't open, and we get a foul called on SEM. Evan Ibaugh just couldn't locate the basketball and ended up getting tangled up there. His second foul, and now the team fouls are even at six apiece. Doug Gooden with you on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Miller. Fort Kearney Conference boys quarterfinal action, and we've got a good one here to start us off tonight. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop to Janicek. Quick 15-footer, no good. Shafto goes after the long rebound. Falls on the floor. They wanted a timeout, didn't take it, and they're able to secure the basketball. I've got Shafto for 11 boards in the game. Now he attacks the left baseline and a charge. Wipe off the basket. The charge taken by Ibaugh, and Shafto with his third personal foul. So Shafto and Reese have three apiece for Pleasanton. Smith has three for SEM. 3:20 to go in the ball game. Pleasanton, who has been beaten twice this year by SEM, once by 13 and once by 24, has led the entire second half. They're up 52-49, but a three will tie it for SEM. Tried to hand it off on a skinny screen. The ball batted away to Smith. Dillon for three. It's no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Rohde. He'll lean it up and score. Jake Rohde had to wait for some traffic to get out of his way, but he makes it a one-point game. 52-51, 2:56 to go in the contest. Left wing, Trent Pritchard. Pleasanton has three timeouts remaining. SEM two. Giffen to the high post. Tight man-to-man defense being applied by the Mustangs. Here's Janicek off the screen to knock it down. Collin with his first two-point bucket has 17 of the game. 54-51 Bulldogs. SEM back on the offense with a line. Travis kicks it out on the wing to Rohde. Rohde, long three for Jacobs over everything. Deflected out of bounds off the hands of Ibaugh. SEM is now 1 of 7 from three-point land here in this fourth quarter, and they are 5 of 20 in the game. Pleasanton is 0 of 2 from three-point land in the quarter. They're 9 of 22, but Pleasanton has been held to 6 points so far in the quarter. 10 have been put up by SEM. 2:15 to go, a three-point lead for the Bulldogs. Giffen thinking about the long three, now off the pick, tries to force it to Reese, deflected out of there by Ibaugh, and a turnover. They're going to call Pleasanton for traveling, trying to jump on the loose ball on the floor, and the travel is called. The boys are tired. Who's going to be able to hang on? Who's going to have the strength of the legs for the last 2 minutes of this basketball game? Because that's where we're at. 2 minutes to go. Off the pick, Smith to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper, in and out, no good. And the ball, Shafto swipes it over to Matt Giffen. And Giffen up the floor with it. So SEM's been close, but they can't get it tied. Janicek, open three, and it won't go. Rebound Reese, and he's mauled underneath. Reese is fouled. Garrett Reese. As Pleasanton is winning the battle of the boards big time here in the second half. That three could have really done some damage. It didn't go, and SEM couldn't get the rebound. The foul is on Evan Ibaugh. That will be his third, and Garrett Reese to the line to shoot the 1-1, and it is short, no good. Dillon Smith with just his fourth rebound. Quickly to Rohde. Minute 40 to go in the game. Timeout, SEM. They'll have only one remaining. So SEM trying to beat Pleasanton for the third time this year, and it's not going near as easily as it did the first two times. 1:40 to go. Pleasanton 54, SEM 51 on KKPR.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Scott and Ann of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning in Sumner are proud to support the local athletes. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott is NATE certified. Slyker Heating and Air in Sumner.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Well, the SEM girls were knocked off last night. The boys are trying to avoid the same fate here. They've got the ball down three. Smith off the pick, can't get it away. Good switch to Rohde. Rohde down the right side of the lane, dribbles to the baseline, through the lane, out on the left side. Finally gives it off. Now they get it to Smith on the low block. Fadeaway jumper from five, off the glass and in. They're working real hard, the Mustangs are. Pleasanton's defense has been so good. The Mustangs are working so hard to just get a shot. 54-53 at the other end. Quickly to Pritchard, off the pick. He's covered, tries to kick it out, and there's nobody there. Turnover Bulldogs. And SEM will get the ball back. 1:08 to go. 54-53 Pleasanton. The 13-2 Mustangs now control their own fate. They've got the ball. Down one. Ibaugh, right-hand corner, a minute to go. Out on the wing to Rohde. They're kind of taking a little air out of the ball, and it goes off of Smith's foot and into the backcourt, over and back. Oh, a tough break for SEM. It was just Dylan Smith looking to make the next pass before he caught it, and he dropped it, and it rolled over his foot into the backcourt. So now 50 seconds to go, and Pleasanton has the ball, and Coach Bill Giffen says, let's take a timeout and discuss it. They'll have a full and a 30 remaining. 49.7 seconds to go. It is Pleasanton ball and a 54-53 lead on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, it's been a very entertaining basketball game in a very balanced Fort Kearney Conference this year. Pleasanton 54, SEM 53. Pleasanton will inbound it at midcourt with 49 seconds to go. Both teams are in the 1-1. Giffen looking to throw it in, looking. Just kind of lobs it into the backcourt, and Trent Pritchard will run it down. Travis Lyne stole the ball! Goes in for the short jumper. It scores! Travis Lyne stole the basketball, and SEM has the lead. 55-54. Giffen to the other end. Out to Janacek. 35 seconds. Janacek to the baseline. Shafto open. Pull-up jumper. Rolls over the rim and in. Tate Shafto had the open baseline. Just his second bucket. Now the Mustangs down one. 24 seconds. And Rohde on his way to the hoop is going to be grabbed by Giffen, setting up a 1-1. The foul on Matt Giffen will be his second. The boy just taking you back to the out-of-bounds play. Trent Pritchard ran it down, and he didn't expect anybody to be right on his hip. He turned around and lost the ball. They will send to the line Jake Rohde for the 1-1. The free throw is up, and it is good. Rohde is now 2 of 3 at the line. He's got 6 in the quarter, 17 in the game, and we are tied at 56 with 22 seconds to go. Free throw, good. 57-56. Pleasanton will hustle it up the floor. It looks like they're just going to go for it all the way down through the double team. Giffen in and out, no good. Rebound line, foul on the floor. Oh, Giffen took it all the way in, and it circled the rim and spit out. 13 seconds to go, and SEM will now shoot the 1-1. The foul will be called on Garrett Reese, his fourth. It is the ninth team foul, and Pleasant is going to go ahead and call a timeout right here. It is going to be a 30-second timeout. They'll have one remaining. 13 seconds to go. It is now SEM 57 and Pleasanton 56. SEM has a 1-1 coming up, and Pleasanton, unless they can't get a rebound, should have a chance to tie the ball game on their last possession. Don't forget, the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, and then we will have Loomis and Overton scheduled to start at 7:30. But, of course, there's the possibility of overtime right now. 57-56. We also want to remind you that the Kearney Catholic Loup City game just underway on our sister station, ESPN 1460 AM. Games are always on the web, kkpr.com. At the line is Travis Line. He's 1 of 1, 7 points, and he's got a chance to give his team a three-point lead. But it's got to start with two first. The free throw by Line is up, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Shafto. Pleasanton can win it with a bucket. Gives it off to Giffen. Up ahead they go. Pritchard underneath. Reese wide open. Shot blocked. Are we going to get a block or a foul? No, it's blocked out of bounds. No foul. Shot was blocked out of bounds by Iba. 5 seconds for Pleasanton, and they're going to use the timeout. Oh, it looked like they were going to have a wide open layup. And Iba flew down there and blocked it out of bounds. Of course, the Pleasanton fans wanted a foul, but we've seen some great athletic plays tonight. And Pleasanton's going to have to earn it underneath. 5 seconds to go. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
So it comes down to this. 5.4 seconds remain. Pleasanton's out of timeouts. They're down one. At Sumner, SEM's up 57-56. Pleasanton will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Matt Giffen to throw it in. All five starters are out there. Janacek, Pritchard, Giffen, and Shafto and Reese. Matt Giffen to throw it in. If Pleasanton scores, they're going to win in advance. If they don't, SEM moves on. He'll lob it out to Janacek. Into Shafto, corner Pritchard. Three-pointer at the horn, no good. SEM, Reese put back, no good. SEM wins it. Reese actually got a putback before time expired, and the rebound came down to Jake Rohde, and SEM survives. A very solid basketball game here tonight. SEM didn't lead for very long, but they led at the end, and the Mustangs get their third win of the year over the Pleasanton Bulldogs here on their home court by a score of 57-56. Pleasanton will fall to 9-8 on the season. SEM will improve to 14-2 and play in the 8 o'clock semifinal against the Overton Loomis winner coming up on Friday night at Minden. And you'll hear all of the semifinals and finals on ESPN 1460 AM. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Well, this is what it's supposed to be about. Great competition between high school athletes, and in the end, that's what we got. And SEM is able to take a 57-56 victory over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Pleasanton held to just 8 points there in the final quarter, while SEM puts up 16. Pleasanton hit the first bucket of the fourth quarter to take their biggest lead of the night by 9 and go up 50-41. And SEM gradually chipped into the lead, but the only time that they were able to take that lead was in the last minute here. They were up 1, and Pleasanton got it right back, and then SEM gets 2 free throws from Jake Rohde to give them the 57-56 victory. Pleasanton had a couple of chances. They got a shot blocked out of bounds. That gave them the out-of-bounds play with 5 seconds. They kicked it in the corner, missed a three-pointer, and then Reese got the offensive rebound. I thought time was going to expire, but he got the shot away. It was about a 6-foot fadeaway, and it just kind of came up short. It stuck on that left side of the rim and wouldn't fall over, and they're able to hang on SEM and get the win 57-56. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience. And, of course, with travel basketball and town team basketball, adult leagues getting going, they've got the uniforms, the balls, the bags, all the travel gear you need, and, of course, all the shoes in stock on sale. We've also got a final from Axtell. Axtell defeats Pleasanton tonight 65-36. 65-36, Axtell advances on. We'll be back and look at the final numbers next.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And now let's take a look at the final stats of our ball game. First of all, for Pleasanton, they had 6 players score in the basketball game this evening. And we will start with Cole Pritchard. 5 points. They all came in the first quarter of play. He had 4 rebounds. Colin Janicek led the team in scoring tonight as he picks a total of 17. He hit 5 threes. He had 2 rebounds. Trent Pritchard, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Matt Giffen, 11 points, 4 rebounds. Tate Shafto, 4 points. He had a game-high 12 rebounds and a block. And Garrett Reese, 15 points, 9 rebounds, and I had him for 4 blocked shots. 14 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting hurt Pleasanton tonight. They were 1 of 3 in the first half and 0 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 13 in the first half. And in the second half, we had them 4 out of 11. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Pleasanton had 26 points at halftime. They scored 30 in the second half, and they finish with 56 points, 33 rebounds. They were 1 of 7 from the free throw line, 9 of 24 from three-point land, 6 blocks and 14 turnovers, as Pleasanton will fall to 9-8 on the season, and they will host Loomis and Bertrand coming up on the 12th and 13th next Friday and Saturday. So a lot of time off now for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. We'll look at the Mustang numbers next on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location in 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, we're going to talk with Coach Bill Giffen in just a second, but first off, the numbers for SEM. Here are the final numbers for the Mustangs, as they had just five players score, and pretty balanced as usual. The big boys scored their points. Dylan Line, 7 points. He actually led the team with 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. Travis Line, 7 points, 7 rebounds, 1 block, and he had a huge steal there in the last minute to score and put SEM up. Evan Ibaugh, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Dylan Smith ends up leading the team in scoring with 19 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. And Jake Rohde, the 2 game-winning free throws, finishes up with 18 points and 6 rebounds in the ball game. 11 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half for SEM. Free throw shooting 1 of 2 in the first half, 7 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting 1 of 7 in the first half, 4 of 13 in the second half. Turnovers 11 in the first half and 5 in the second half. SEM had 22 points at halftime. They also scored 35 points in the second half, so 35 points. Finished with 57 points, 29 rebounds, 8 out of 11 at the free throw line, 5 of 20 from 3-point land. They managed 7 block shots and 16 turnovers. SEM gets their third win of the year over Pleasanton and improves to 14-2 and will play in the 8 o'clock semifinal against the Overton Loomis winner coming up on Friday night at Minden, and we'll have that game for you and all the FKC games on ESPN 1460 on Thursday for the girls, Friday for the boys, and all four coming up on Saturday. And Pleasanton coach Bill Giffen joins us. And Coach, I'm watching you play some great basketball. Your team play some great basketball, but the last minute of the game just hasn't been your friend the last couple of times that I've seen you. And I guess first, I think these teams are going to sleep well tonight. That was a hard-fought basketball game.
Yeah, I told the kids afterwards they left everything out on the court, and that's all we can ask. And like you said, those last minutes, we needed a shot to fall. Didn't happen. And, of course, you know, like usual, the last shot, foul doesn't get called, and that's normal. You know, you accept that, and just it's part of life. But we had our chances, and kids played their heart out, just didn't get it done.
Well, they looked like they were hurting when they came off the floor. You talked about a week and a half ago, right before we saw you against Ravenna, that you talked to the kids about the Pleasanton name on the jersey and things like that. And we talked with Coach Stair from Overton at halftime that Pleasanton's not used to going home early. It doesn't matter where you are as a seed, a 1 seed, a 6 seed, a 7 seed. You're always there at conference tournament time. And I guess you could tell it hurt for the kids tonight. And there's still some season left to play now.
Well, it's supposed to hurt, you know. That's what you play for, but at the same time, if you've prepared as well as you can, if you've played as hard as you can, that's all you can do. And I can see it, you know. Mentally, we're picking up a lot better than we were a month ago. I think, you know, we're shooting the ball better. Although, you know, we got one more shot tonight that made a difference, but we've improved . We just need to step it up. And I told the kids, you know, we got 3 games left against some quality opponents, and then it's postseason. So we need to, and we got some practice time, extra practice time. So we need to work on those things that may be, making us come up short, a shot here or there, you know, working on a little more shooting and all that stuff. So.
That's probably part of the reason they were hurting, too. They'd rather play than practice. But just a quick about the actual game here a little bit early on. You hit a couple of threes to get things going out of the gate. Your defense was solid, and then you attacked the 1-3-1, got it inside like we knew you were going to have to, and Garrett Reese had a big second quarter, and it made SEM change some things in the second half. How did that affect the way the game went, their changes at halftime?
Well, you know, their 1-3-1 has really bothered us in the first 2 games. We weren't shooting very well, so we knew we had to hit some shots outside and to loosen up the inside, and that's kind of what was going on that second quarter, and so they shifted, and I thought maybe we could do a little bit better job pick and roll. We maybe got a little bit in a rush at times, didn't let our guy get the pick set, had a moving screen there, so we can execute that a little bit better. And of course, if you go and prepare for SEM, you're preparing, at least, you know, we saw a 1-3-1 basically. So you don't put in as much man time, but still we should be able to get that done. And we had some good plays called. We had some shots there that just didn't fall, and so you don't need to really tweak it too much. You just need to be able to hit those shots.
I'll tell you what, it was against a team that's averaging 68, 70 points, it seems like, every game that they play. Your defense held them down to 57 points tonight. I guess you needed 55, but Coach, hopefully we'll see you again here before the postseason, or at least in postseason. And hard-fought game, great game, and, of course, as the losing coach always has to be told, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to be on the short end. So
yeah, that's what they tell you.
Bill, thanks for the time. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for coverage.
That's going to wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We got a quick turnaround. We'll be back here in about 7 or 8 minutes to bring you Overton and Loomis, and we will take a break and have all that for you. The Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. See Steve and the gang for all of the gear, Red Ledge ski pants and coats, and all the stocking caps and gloves you need to stay warm. As the final score here, SEM 57, Pleasanton 56. Also tonight, it was Axtell 65 and Amherst 36. We'll be back in short time to get you ready for game two.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.